who's coming out on top in the North London derby? Arsenal?
We need at least some of those attackers back just to increase the variety and the options.
Or Spurs?
As long as we can win some throws high up and launch them into the box, or win some corners and have some innovation, then we've got a chance.
And why is Route 1 changing? Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh, and this is Football Fast No Faff. But before we go Route 1, I wanted to tell you about a few changes we're making to the show. Our boffins have been crunching the data, and they've noticed a bit of a difference between the listening figures for the midweek shows and for the Monday and Friday shows. Now, if this was heavy metal football statistics, I'd be talking about a discrepancy in the old XL metric, expected listeners. So from this moment on, we're going twice a week, Monday and Friday. We're also, and this is for those of you who followed me here from the last place, we're going back to the breakfast slot. That's right. We're going to be a twice weekly daily football briefing sort of show. So on Monday morning, you'll be able to find a concise but comprehensive roundup of everything that happened over the weekend, plus a look at what's coming up. It's the perfect place to start your week. It's built to be listened to while you make breakfast, or while you're making the kids pack lunches, or while you're walking the dog around the block. And on Friday morning, at exactly the same time and for exactly the same reasons, you'll find a comprehensive briefing on the weekend's football, what's at stake, and of course, what's on the telly. So consider this your early Friday show, and without any further faff, let's go Route 1 in association with Fitstairs. This weekend's big game is, of course, a North London derby. Arsenal Spurs at the Emirates, 4:30 on Sunday. Tottenham haven't won at that end of the Seven Sisters Road since 2018. But given that they're having a very weird season and that their results are frequently better than their performances, well, is it all about to change? What do you think, Chris Iansa Miller?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been some progress at Spurs in the last few weeks in terms of the in-possession shape evolving and developing, playing with dual tens, with the left back holding width on that side, the right back sort of tucking in to make a back three, which I think has worked better, and we've shown more in open play. But clearly set pieces are still a big feature of our game. And so playing Arsenal, who excel in that area, this sort of becomes the battle of set pieces in many ways. And so sensible defending and then a bit of innovation when it comes to our own set pieces will be absolutely critical. I think he'll pick a somewhat conservative lineup, and that probably means Palhinha and Bentancur in midfield. I'm not massively thrilled about that, but at the same time, I'm understanding of why he would do that in this fixture. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see how we look in possession, but as long as we can win some throws high up and launch them into the box, or win some corners and have some innovation, then we've got a chance.
And you can follow Chris on Twitter. He's called at Windy Coys, as in come on you Spurs. And his podcast, The Extra Inch, is excellent too. Find that in the episode description. Arsenal fans, I suspect, are more worried about their injuries than their opposition. They've been excellent this season, relentlessly chalking up results and making a mockery of those who criticise Mikel Arteta for being too conservative. And many of those people were Arsenal fans. Seriously, I heard Arsenal fans calling for Arteta's head in August. Should they be allowed to celebrate if Arsenal win the title? It's not for me to say. What I can say is that Arsenal do have multiple injury concerns, most notably central defender Gabriel, and they do seem a little vulnerable this weekend. Or am I wrong, Tim Stillman?
You're not wrong. I think what we saw in the last, shall we say, block after the October international break, I think the last time I was on this podcast, I was talking about how I wanted Arsenal to kind of just accumulate points and chalk up a series of very unspectacular, slightly boring 2-0 wins, which is largely what they did. But the Sunderland game, I wouldn't even say was a game too far, but it was probably 10 minutes too far at the end. And I think you saw all those attacking injuries, you know, five attacking players out, it was just a few minutes too far, and they were huffing and puffing a bit against a really, really good Sunderland side, who I think are going to take a lot of points off teams next season. And what I think we're looking for from this block, because I think on paper the fixtures are more challenging, is we need at least some of those attackers back just to increase the variety and the options, because Arsenal really lent into being defensively very mean and, you know, being good at set pieces. And obviously Gabriel Magalhães is a huge, huge part of both of those things, of both attacking and defending set pieces. And a lot of the focus is on Arsenal's proficiency at set pieces, but Spurs and Chelsea are good at them as well. So losing him from a defensive aspect as well as an attacking set pieces aspect is really, really kind of critical. I think what we're looking for in this next kind of month or so is perhaps for some of those attackers to come back and perhaps ease the pressure on the defence a little bit, who really kind of propped Arsenal up over the last month or two.
You can find Tim Stillman on Twitter, on Blue Sky, on Arseblog, and we put a link to his most recent work in the episode description. The Premier League kicks off with an early Saturday game for once. Burnley host Chelsea. That's on TNT in the UK. And I will say this until I'm claret in the face. Burnley are better than people think. They beat Leeds and they beat Wolves. And I don't know what happened against West Ham, but I don't think they're going to be a pushover, especially against a Chelsea side that never quite seems to exceed the sum of its expensively acquired parts. There are five Saturday threes. Bournemouth West Ham is interesting because the nation's favourite surprise package have now lost back-to-back games, and the nation's most miserable East London club have won back-to-back games. New manager Nuno Espirito Santo's decision to deploy his players in their usual positions has really paid off. There must be a special name for Brighton against Brentford, something that reflects their data-driven rise to prominence. El Statico? Nah, that just makes it sound like they're standing still. Never mind, it'll come to me before the season's out. Brighton haven't conceded for nearly 200 Premier League minutes now, but Brentford have won four of their last five games, and according to FotMob, have absolutely no injuries whatsoever. Tough one to call. Sunderland travel to Fulham on the back of a four-match unbeaten run. In fact, they haven't lost since they switched to a back three following the Old Trafford reverse. And while few neutrals have been more effusive in praise of the Mackems than myself, I should point out they're about to lose half a team of players to the African Nations Cup, so they really need to make hay before December. Fulham, for their part, have only won once at September the 20th, and that was against Wolves, so it doesn't count. Speaking of which, new Wolves manager Rob Edwards makes his Molyneux bow against a Crystal Palace side that has only conceded once in its last four games. But they are likely to be missing Mark Gahey, so there is that, Wolves fans. Picky your Saturday threes is Liverpool against Nottingham Forest, where Arne Slot continues to wrestle with the controls of his stricken champions. It's very hard to know what to expect of the Reds, really. Did they just get beaten by a really smart Man City side, or are they still in a bit of trouble? I think they'll be okay here on balance, but it is worth noting that Forest boss Sean Dyche hasn't lost since his first league game away at Bournemouth. Leeds Aston Villa is your Super Sunday warm-up act, and it's hard to see that as anything other than a crucial test for Daniel Farke. Just three wins for his Leeds side this season, Wolves, West Ham and Everton. I do think he's been hurt by poor recruitment. I'm not convinced there's a manager out there who would do significantly better with that squad, but hey, welcome to the Premier League. Your Monday night game is Manchester United Everton, but we'll chat about that on Monday. If you do like a wager and you are over 18, check out the odds with our friends at Fitstairs. I've got a quid on Spurs at 7-1 and a quid on Burnley at 11-2 because that's how I roll. Find those odds and more at fitstairs.com and do please gamble responsibly. Now, if this is the first time you've listened to Route 1, you should know that we're not just about the Premier League. We like to keep an eye on the other big leagues in Europe, namely Spain, Germany, Italy, and... go on then, France. But let's start in La Liga, where Barcelona can go top on Saturday if they beat Athletic Club, who are having the weirdest season. They went off like a train and won their first three games in August, but they've only won two league games since. That match will be the first to be played at a stadium we absolutely cannot call the Camp Spotify, because it really upsets people. It's the renovated Camp Nou, of course. Its capacity will be capped at just over 45,000, and it's their first game there for 2.5 years. If they win, they'll go top on goal difference, but I suspect only until Real Madrid play everyone's favourite plucky pass-tastic minnows Elche on Sunday night. Even a point there will put Xabi Alonso's side back top. Villarreal are third, they play Mallorca on Saturday night. Atletico Madrid, who went off like a tractor in August, they're fourth, they are away at Getafe. In the Bundesliga, Bayern Munich's draw with Union Berlin last time out has lit a flickering candle of hope for their rivals, but doubtless Vincent Kompany is about to tip a bucket of water over it, because they play Freiburg at home, and we know how that's going to go, don't we? Bayern's nearest rivals are RB Leipzig, 6 points back, and now under the studioship of Ole Werner, who spent 4 years managing his opponents this weekend, Werder Bremen. And Borussia Mönchengladbach, who were in the relegation zone not too long ago, they can win a third match on the spin if they're victorious away at tiny Heidenheim, who are having a torrid time of it and are very bottom. In Italy, it's all about the Milan derby. Christian Kivu's Inter are top and flying right now. We spoke about them on Heavy Metal Football Statistics earlier this week. They do have injury concerns. Denzel Dumfries returned early from international duty, but so do Milan. Striker Santiago Jimenez is a doubt, and apparently timeless talisman Luka Modric has only done light work in the gym this week. Milan will go top if they win, but that's largely because Serie A is ludicrously tight. Just 3 points separate the top five. Roma are second, they go to Jamie Vardy's Cremonese. Milan are third, Napoli have been wobbling, they're fourth, and they play Atalanta, now under the management of Rafael Palladino. And Bologna are fifth, they go to Udinese. We have the strangest thing in Ligue 1 this season. We have what looks suspiciously like a title race. Paris Saint-Germain keep dropping silly points, and they're only two above barking mad Marseille, who you may recall Tom Williams discussing in detail back in July as an unlikely contender this year. Well, PSG should be okay this weekend. They play Le Havre on Saturday night. Marseille make the short trip to Nice. That's a glorious train journey along the coastline, by the way. They will have a lovely time. Phones off is my advice. Take it all in. Be in the moment. We don't often get to say this, but the Scottish Premiership is a lot of fun this season. Hearts, now part-owned by Brighton's data overlord Tony Bloom, and with esoteric recruitment to prove it, are 7 points clear at the top. They'll be away at Aberdeen on Sunday, though. On Saturday night, Martin O'Neill's Celtic will go to Paisley to face St Mirren, where they will surely cut the lead to 4 points. Third place Hibs host Dundee, but Rangers seem to have found their feet under new boss Danny Rowe, and they play Livingston, so it could all get a lot tighter this weekend. In the Championship, Coventry will look to continue their merciless domination of the division. They play Ryan Mason's West Bromwich Albion. Now, the Baggies have been sliding of late, but they did beat Oxford last time out. This is a tough one, though. New Middlesbrough manager Kim Hellberg will watch his side at Oxford on Saturday, though how much involvement he'll have is anyone's guess, as he wasn't even officially confirmed when we recorded these words. Biggest game of the weekend, though? That could be on Sunday, when Sheffield Wednesday play Sheffield United. It's 24th against 22nd. That will be absolutely brutal. And in the WSL, Arsenal, fresh from defeating Real Madrid in Europe, will have a much easier time of it against Liverpool, still to win a game this season. Manchester City will have the chance to go 6 points clear at the top, briefly at least. They play Leicester just before champions Chelsea play Everton. If you're looking for football-adjacent activities this weekend, we've just received the new book by Alex Finn and Kevin Witcher. It's called Arsenal on the Edge. It's a blow-by-blow account of Arsenal last season, which doesn't have as happy an ending as James Pearce's blow-by-blow account of Liverpool last season, but it is an interesting and very readable retrospective nonetheless. That's out now on Biteback Publishing. Football Manager 2026 has had a troubled birth. You can read all about that on our website, of course, Track Record Media. But Sports Interactive are releasing patches at the rate of about one every 3 days right now. A new one, 26.0.6, that'll make sense to someone, is coming very soon. In fact, it may already be launched by the time you hear these words. If you do try it out, let us know what you think. You can find me on Twitter and Blue Sky and LinkedIn and in the Tapping the Admiral in Kentish Town. That was Rue One. It's Football Fast, no faff, and it will now be here twice a week, Monday morning and Friday morning. And this is your Friday morning episode. We just gave it to you early so you didn't think we'd all vanished. Podcasts like this exist only with your support, so if you have enjoyed this, please give us a review. It makes such a difference to the growth of the show. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your producer was Helena Fremantle. We'll be back on Monday with our first great big roundup. See you then.